North Dakota's Commerce Department is launching the Economic Resiliency Grant Program. It's being funded by $69 million the state received from the federal CARES Act. State Commerce Director Michelle Comer says the federal government has made a number of programs available, such as the Paycheck Protection Act and economic injury disaster loans. And Comer says over the past several weeks, Commerce has been talking to and listening to businesses, asking them what they need.
The answers that we're hearing from North Dakota businesses are, we need our customers to come back. That is what we need. We don't need another loan.
Comer said the new program will help businesses get those customers back during this pandemic.
At the Department of Commerce, we care about infection control as a means to the end, which is inspiring consumer confidence to come back to the marketplace safely.
Comer says applicants may qualify to receive up to $50,000 for improvements to help stop the spread of COVID-19.
If you're a restaurant, you might invest in technology where you don't have to have menus anymore. You could have a QR reader on your table where everyone who has a cell phone, which is everyone, can scan it, bring the menu up, and maybe even place an order. Touchless payment systems, faucets that you don't have to touch, dryers you don't have to touch, door kicks.
Comer says the business has to show that its proposed improvements will promote health and attract customers. She says she does expect significant demand for these grants.
Another hope that I have is not only is this going to have an impact on consumer confidence and this return to the marketplace for North Dakota, but also I think that we will create a real example for other states. And my hope is that other businesses that have previously thought of doing business in North Dakota, starting a business in North Dakota, will look to us and say, wow, that is a state that is responsive. That is a state that understands challenges and knows how to work together with the business community to solve those challenges.
The application process opens July 24th. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.